Well, in Northern California, there's a new fire raging in the Santa Cruz Mountains, south of Napa and Sonoma counties, where wildfires have now killed at least 41 people. Thousands of homes have been destroyed. Over 30,000 people are still displaced. And those returning to their homes are confronting environmental hazards. Let's bring in KQED's Dan Brecky in San Francisco. And Dan, what's going on with this new fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains, which thankfully doesn't appear to be, you know, in a congested neighborhood?
It's in a rural area in a very rugged stretch of country south of San Jose. So this is the opposite end of the Bay Area from where those fires started last week. It's about 100 miles away, in fact. What happened was there was a structure fire, a house fire late last night, and it's very dry. We're at the end of our dry season. Fire spread into surrounding trees and brush, and that's all it took to get a major incident going.
Yeah.
Now, to put it in perspective, it's not windy. The fire is only 125 acres so far, but it is threatening about 150 residences, and there are evacuations in effect.
Yeah, just terrible. It shows you how wide the span is. As you said, 100 miles from Sonoma and Napa counties where those terrible wildfires are. Look, it's been a week. It sounds like firefighters up there in the north of San Francisco, are getting closer to containing these fires?
Yeah, they got a break from the weather the last couple of days. The winds finally died down. The humidity has gone up. That was a major factor, and it's cooling off as well. So all of those things are in their favor, and there was a very aggressive response. I mean, there's a huge army of firefighters on this fire, about 10,000 all told, I believe. And so they really, you know, once they get a little bit of a break from the weather, they can advance, and that's what they've done. So there's some good weather coming in terms of it's good weather this week is rain.
Mm-hmm.
And rain is expected by the end of the week that will dampen that country. It's not going to put everything out, but it'll give them a chance to really calm things down.
Unbelievable work those firefighters are doing. And people returning to their homes, what kind of environmental concerns are being raised?
Well, you know, we don't think about this a lot, but, you know, the average homeowner, and it doesn't matter whether you live in an apartment or a condo or a single family home, you have all sorts of chemicals in your home, in your furniture, your bedding, all the stuff that you buy to clean things up. So you get the picture there.
Mm.
When a home burns, there's a chemical residue from all that stuff that's in your home. Now we have thousands of residences that have burned, and we have the attending toxic leftovers from that fire. And many people are going into their properties, understandably. They want to see what they can find of their lost lives, and they're going through the properties. And you know, public health authorities are really alarmed by this. In fact, public health emergencies have been declared in both of the most affected counties, Napa and Sonoma, because of the toxic substances left over from the fire.
Right. In Houston, after the flooding, they were swimming in this stuff, and now they're sifting it.
Exactly.
Terrible. Look, we only have about a minute left, but we're learning more about some of the victims of these fires. Terrible stories. The Shepherd family, the Sacramento Bee reporting, and they tried to flee their Redwood Valley home.
The story of the victims is very interesting. You know, we have 30 named victims so far. Only three of those are age 40 or below. 18 of them are age 75 and above. So this suggests that there's a real issue with a vulnerable elderly population. The story you mentioned about the Shepherds, that was up in Mendocino County in Redwood Valley. Mm. This fire just moved so fast that they tried to drive out. Their cars caught on fire, and they were forced in the middle of a firestorm to make a run for it. Mm. And their 14-year-old son, Kai Logan Shepherd, did not make it.
Well, and their daughter, Cressa Jean, 17, just had two legs amputated.
Yes.
From the flames. Both parents are severely burned. Look, Dan, I mean, you're going to be, sure, reporting on more of these stories.
Yeah. You know, our job is easy compared to what the survivors of this tragedy are dealing with, and all the homeowners who are having to reassemble their lives.
Yeah.
I mean, I know journalists are getting some crisis counseling, and so are first responders. But the people who are going to have to live with this for years and years are the people who are trying to put their lives back together.
KQED's Dan Brecke, thank you.
You're welcome.